Okay, today's daf is Erevin Daf Lamed Vav. We are holding on Daf Lamed Hayam and Beis. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and also by Rabbi Adler, in memory of his father, David Adler, Alav Hashalom, was yartzeit today, and in honor of the shiur. We are going to begin by giving a third answer, or a second answer, rather, to a stira that we raised yesterday. We raised a stira whether Rav Meir follows the Chazaka de Meikara, and we had one resolution of that stira yesterday. Today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to have a second resolution of that stira, whether Rav Meir holds of a Chazaka de Meikara, and then the Gemara is going to... Then the Gemara is going to discuss Stira, whether Rabbi Yossi is Mekel on the Safik to Rabbanan, and we're going to have three resolutions to that Stira. Then the Gemara is going to talk about Rabbi Yossi is only Machshir a Safik Eruv when there's a Chazaka indicating that it is Kasher. But if there's no Chazaka indicating that the Safik Eruv is Kasher, even Rabbi Yossi would not be Machshir the Safik Eruv. Then the Gemara is going to discuss whether an Eruv can work if you don't know which Kikar is your Eruv. You put out two Kikaros, but one of them is ineligible to be an Eruv, can your Eruv work? And then the Gemara is going to talk about what if you know for sure that the Kedusha status of food is going to change at some point on Shabbos, or will change when Shabbos starts. Can the food that is now Chulin but will be Kadosh, or vice versa, serve as an Eruv? Then we're going to talk about at the bottom of Amud Aleph, at what point during Ben HaShemashos an Eruv takes effect. Is it at the very beginning of Ben HaShemashos, or at the very end of Ben HaShemashos, that an Eruv is going to be Chal? Then the Mishnah on Amud Beis is going to talk about making an Eruv relying on the principle of Breira. You don't know exactly which side of town you want the Eruv to be on the west side or the east side, so you put out two Eruvin and you say whichever side something that interesting happens, my Rebbe comes or something, or the side that something I want to run away from happens, so then I want the Eruv on the other side. Can we rely on Breira when it comes to an Eruv? And the Gemara is going to discuss well into tomorrow's daf the sugya of Breira, and particularly whether Rebbe Yehuda holds of the principle of Breira. So says the Gemara, now we got to the very end of the page, and now we're up to the very top of Daf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph. So again, we're answering a stira within Shitas Rabbi Meir. So says the Gemara, Rava Amar Hasam Trechaz Ki Lukula Hacha Chada Chazaka Lukula. That really, even if we had the stira between the Safik Eruv versus a case where in the middle of the night you touched somebody, but you don't, then the next morning they were dead, and you don't know if at the time that you touched them they were dead already or not, whether you're Tameh or not. So really, even if you touch someone, Rav is saying that even if you touch someone in Belaila, you touch someone in the middle of the night, we're talking about a case where there are Shtei Kite Edim HaMachisho Zuazu, where you have two sets of Edim. One set of Edim tells you that the fellow was already dead. Another set of Edim tells you that, no, you touched him while he was still alive. And it's still not a stira in Rabbi Meir, because Hasam, in the case of touching someone during the night, it's Trei Chazaki Lukul. There are two Chazakos that would tell you to be Mekil and be Mitar the fellow. Number one, you have Hemed Tara al Cheskaso, that you have, Hemed Meis al Cheskaso. The first one is that you have the fellow was not dead yesterday, so you had a Chazaka that he was alive before he went to sleep, and you also have Hemed Tara al Cheskaso. You were Tahar before you ever touched the fellow, so you can, that Chazaka should carry forward, and we should assume that you're still Tahar. Whereas over here, so over there, Rav Meir is going to say that we could follow those Chazakos and be Mekel, whereas Ahacha Chad Chazaka Lukula. But over here we only have one Chazaka Lahakel, and that is the Cheskas Tara of the Truma that tells us that Bebein Hashmashos it was still Tahar, but in such a case, meaning that was the case of the Safek Eruv, that it was Truma that became Tameh, but you're not sure when it became Tameh. Did it become Tameh before Bebein Hashmashos or after Bebein Hashmashos? But there's only one Chazaka to be Mekel with, that the Truma was Tahar previously. There's no second Chazaka, and that's why Rav Meir is willing to be Machmir on a Safek Eruv, even though when it comes to the Safek, whether you touched the fellow, whether the fellow that you touched in the middle of the night was dead or not, that is that Rav Meir is going to be Mekel. Good, so that is the second resolution of the Stira within Shitas Rav Meir. Now we ask a Stira within Shitas Rabbi Yossi. Kasha Rabbi Yossi had Rabbi Yossi. In our Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi had said that a Safek make Eruv is kosher. Whereas in Meseches Mikvaos, which we quoted in yesterday's daf, he's metame someone who's suffik taval, suffik lo taval, someone who's suffik whether he went to the mikvah or didn't go to the mikvah, even when his entire tuma was only a suffik, was only a tuma midrabanan. How did he become tame? He ate ochlin tame and he drank mashkin tame and he was bar rosh of aruba b'shlosh lugin mayim shuvin. All of these forms of tuma are only tuma midrabanan. And Rabbi Yossi is mitame someone who has a suffik taval after he was only tame midrabanan. So it's a stira within shitas Rabbi Yossi. So the Gemara is going to have three ways of resolving that stira. Resolution number one: Amar Rav Huna bar Chinna, shiny tuma hol yesh lo ikur min haTorah. The din of tuma is different because there is such a thing as tuma midaraisa. So therefore, Rabbi Yossi is going to be machmir about a suffik tuma, even though the particulars of this tuma is that it's only tuma midrabanan, since there exists a principle of tuma on a daraisa level. So ikur min haTorah is enough to be mitame. So says the Gemara. Shabbos nami daraisa hi. Isn't Shabbos also daraisa? How can you say, oh, but he's going to be makel on the suffik eruv because that has no ikur min haTorah? Eruv is a din in dinei Shabbos. Shabbos also has an ikur min daraisa. No, k'sav Rabbi Yossi tchum in drabanan. Rabbi Yossi holds that the din of tchum Shabbos is only drabanan, and presumably it's not even called something that has an ikur min haTorah. Rashi explains that we don't put tchum Shabbos and all of the malachos of Shabbos in the same category. Unlike by Tumah, when it comes to Tumah, we say that Tumah midrabanan is like an offshoot of Tumah d'oraisa. So even though you may be dealing particularly with Tumah midrabanan, we consider it as if it's something that's ikur min haTorah because there's such a thing as Tumah midoraisa. But when it comes to Malachos of Shabbos versus Tchum Shabbos, so those are two totally separate categories because Tchum Shabbos does not even seem like a Malacha. No one would ever confuse Tchum Shabbos and Malacha Shabbos. Malach Shabbos is creative activity. Tchum Shabbos is just traveling a little too far. They don't even seem similar to each other. Now there is a Yerushalmi in the third parak of Erevin where the Yerushalmi says that even if Isser Tchumin of Alpayim Amas midrabanan, but it's still Asher midaraisa to go beyond Yud Beis Mil. Tchum of Yud Beis Mil is definitely daraisa. If that's the case, then Tchum Shabbos does have an ikur min haTorah. Even within the world of Tchum, you don't have to go to Melechas Shabbos. Tchum Shabbos has an ikur min haTorah. But you see, apparently, the Rishonim point out that Lechorah, from the Bavli, it sounds like even Yud Beis Mil is only midrabanan. Otherwise, you would call it ikur min haTorah. So unless you come up with some way to resolve that issue of how our Gemara could call Tchum Shabbos as something that doesn't even have ikur min haTorah. So that's one way to resolve Rabbi Yossi's shita, that Rabbi Yossi is only willing to be mekel on a suffix relating to Eruv because Tchum is something that's purely Durabanan. But on a suffix relating to Tumah, he's going to be machmir because Tumah has an ikur min haTorah. Second answer for Rabbi Yossi, v'iba yisema hadidei hadirabe. It's simply not a stira because in one situation Rabbi Yossi is expressing his own shita, and in the other situation he's expressing the shita of his Rebbe, meaning that which Rabbi Yossi is machmir by suffik tuma, that's what he holds. That which he's makel by suffik eruv, that's what his Rebbe holds. Dekanami, dekatani, am Rabbi Yossi. When Rabbi Yossi quoted the din of suffik eruv kasher, what did he say? Avtulmus hayid mishum chamisha zakenim suffik eruv kasher. That Avtulmus said in the name of five zakenim that a suffik eruv is kasher, but not that he himself held that way, but he was just quoting his Rebbe Avtulmus. The Rabbi Kiva Eger in Shabbos and Daf Kuf Tes Vav quotes his son Shlomo Eger, who asked the Kasha, how could you say that Avtulmus was his Rebbe and he's calling him by his first name? Avtulmus, hey, Mishum Chamisha, not Rav Avtulmus, not Mori Verabi Avtulmus, just Avtulmus. You know that it's an Isser, you're not allowed to call your Rebbe by your first name, so it's difficult to understand unless one of the Chamisha Zakenim was his Rebbe, and that's what he's quoting, that Avtulmus mentioned in the name of one of my Rebbeim, but difficult to understand how he was allowed to say him by his first name, but Shema Mina. But the point is, we do see very clearly that it's not Rabbi Yossi's own Shita, that it's just a reflection of the Shita of somebody else that Rabbi Yossi is sharing with us. Rava Amar, a third way to resolve the Stira within Rabbi Yossi. Hasa, mind the time is Rabbi Yossi, Hamid tame al chaskaso ve'imalo taval. By the tame, that's the tame person who suffik, he went to the mikvah, suffik, he didn't go to the mikvah. The reason Rabbi Yossi is machmir is because this fellow was tame before he went to the mikvah. He had a chazaka that he was tame before he went to the mikvah, and therefore we can assume that lo taval, that he did not do a proper tefillah. So since there's a chazaka to be machmir, Rabbi Yossi follows that chazaka. But in our Mishnah, by the suffik eruv, even though you could say chazaka to be machmir, that hemet adam al cheskas tchum shalo, that he had his tchum before him, the tchum of his own house, and say that he didn't make an eruv. But there's also chazaka lahalkel, and that is the cheskas tahara of the truma. So since there's a chazaka in either direction that the truma you're using as your eruv was tahar, so that's a cheskas tahara, and that your eruv was that your tchum was governed by your home, and that's a chazaka lechumra. So since it's a din rabbanan, we view that as a 50-50 safek, and you can be makil on a 50-50 safek. So says Gemara, wait, if the basis of Rabbi Yossi to be metame, someone who safek went to the mikvah or didn't go to the mikvah, is because of a chazaka that he was tame beforehand, why is he even metame in the second situation where you know that he went to the mikvah and you only have a safek about whether the mikvah became chaser before he went or after, that your mo did the mikvah, and now you see it as less than 40 saw, and you don't know when that happened. So why in the world would you, over there you don't have a cheskas problem, you have a cheskas, you have a chazaka that it was good, that the mikvah used to be kasher. Says, well, no, but mikvah shelo nimdan. No, that's talking about a case that where we never established that mikvah ever had 40 sa'ah, and we just see that right now it doesn't. So if we don't know that it had 40 sa'ah, then you don't have a chazaka d'meyikara. Good, that is shitas Rabbi Yossi. So now the Gemara explains that Rabbi Yossi's machshir and the safek eruv only when there's a chazaka to indicate that it should be kosher. So Tanya, Ketzad, I'm Rabbi Yossi, Safek Erev Kosher. Under what circumstances Rabbi Yossi say that a Safek Erev is kosher? Erev b'truma Safek mibod yom nitmeis, Safek mishech hashech nitmeis. You make it Erev with truma, but you're not sure when it became tame. Did it become tame before Shabbos started, or did it become tame after Shabbos started? If it became tame before Shabbos started, your Erev is no good. If it became tame after Shabbos started, so ben hashmashos, everything was fine, and it is good. V'chein b'peros, or you've made an eruv with tevel, savik mivod yom nitkenu, savik mishchashecha nitkenu, and you don't know when the chumas and maestros were taken from them, whether it was before Shabbos started or after Shabbos started. So zeu savik eruv kosher. In those cases, we say savik eruv kosher. So aval eruv b'truma, savik tahora, savik tmeya. But if you were to make an eruv with truma and you don't know whether it was there was no cheskas kashrus, you just don't know whether the truma is tamei or tar, but not that you know it's tamei now, you're just not sure when it became tame. No, you just have no idea if this truma was ever truma Torah. V'chein b'peru safek nitkenu safek lo nitkenu. Or you have tevel fruits and you simply don't know if they're tevel or they were mesukan. Ain't a safek erev kasher. Then we're not going to say that it's a safek erev kasher because there's no chazaka of kashrus on these items. So when there's no chazaka to be mekel, even Rabbi Yossi is going to be machmir. So now Rabbi Yossi had said that he's machshir by truma that's safek when it became tame. And in the case of peros, when it's a safek, when they were nitkan, when the trumas and maestros were taken from them. So it says more, maishna truma, derminu hemet truma al cheskasa, ve'imata orihi. Well, in the case of a safek, when the truma became tame, the reason Rabbi Yossi is mekel is because it used to be tahar, so we go with that chazaka that it was tahar, and therefore must remain tahar. But by the same token, peros nami, hemet tevel al cheskaso, ve'imalo nitkenu. What's the chazaka when it comes to peros that were tevel? And you don't know when they were nitkan. The chazaka is that they were no good, that they were tevel. So why aren't we following that chazaka? So says Maria, yeah, you have to change that case. Lo teim a savik mivod yom nitkanu, elei a savik mivod yom nidmu'u, savik mishachashecha nidmu'u. The case is not that it's a suffix whether mivod yom nitkanu, whether you've been misakin the tevel, mivod yom. No, we're not talking about tevel at all. Rather, we're talking about a case where there is truma that is tahar, and it somehow got mixed in with chulin, but you're not sure when it got mixed in with chulin. So that's what Rabbi Yossi is saying, that it's suffik mibo'od yom nidmu'u, or suffik that it was not nidmu'u mibo'od yom. So we're talking about chulin that was mu'usar and mesukan for being eaten, and then it gets mixed in with truma, and therefore becomes usar for Yisrael to eat. So we don't know when that happened exactly, and therefore Rabbi Yossi is saying that your Erev is a valid Erev, because we are mamid the peros ben hashmashos on the chazal. chazaka that they were mesukim la'achila, and we assume that they were only nidmu misha chashecha. We assume that they only became demua later on after Shabbos already began. So now the Gemara discusses what's the din of if you made an eruv with truma tahora, but you just don't know which. You know for sure that you have truma tahora, and therefore it would be a valid eruv, but you can't identify which food is your truma tahora. So Baruch Shmuel Bar Yitzchak Mirav Huna, Hayil Fanushteik Yikar Sachas Mei Vachas Torah. Person has two loaves of bread, one is tamei and one is tahor. The va'amer irvuli b'tahora b'kal makom shihi, and he says, I want someone to make. He sends a shliach to go make an eruv for him with the truma tahora, whichever one it is, whichever loaf of bread is actually truma tahora. So he says, here, go take both of my loaves of bread, and whichever one is tahora, that one should be the eruv. The Rishonim point out, why do we need to involve the shliach over here? Why don't we just say the guy took his two loaves of bread, and one of them is tahora, and one of them is not? The whole point is that he just can't identify which one is the valid eruv. So Rishonim point out, because normally you would not use bread for an eruv if you could go yourself. If you go yourself, just being there, your presence makes the eruv. So the only time you would ever use bread for an eruv, you'd ever use food for an eruv, is when you can't make it yourself, you can send a shliach. So that's really a side point. But the point over here is, you can't identify which loaf of bread is a valid eruv. So tiboiler ameir, tiboiler Rabbi Yossi, and we have a shaila according to both shitos in our Mishnah. We had a machloks in our Mishnah between Rameir and Rabbi Yossi whether Savik eruv is kosher or not. And we have a shaila within both shitos. Tiboiler ameir ad kalokam Rameir asam. We have a shaila within Rameir's machmir about a Savik eruv. Maybe Rameir's only machmir, deleka tahora, when you have one loaf of bread and you don't know whether it's tamei or tar. So you don't have anything that's tar vadai. You don't have anything that's for sure good. But hacha ika tahora, but over here you have one loaf of bread that is for sure true matahora. Oh, dilma afilu Rabbi Yossi lo ka'amar. Maybe even Rabbi Yossi who's makil on a Safek Erev, ela hasam demisa di tahora, yadala. Maybe that's only in a case where if the kikar truma was tahora, then you would at least know which loaf of bread it is. But over here, you don't know which kikar is tahora, and therefore you don't know which su'uda is in fact your eruv, and maybe Rabbi Yossi would be machmir in such a case. So Amalei, so Rav Huna said to Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak, bein Rabbi Yossi ben Rameir bein and su'uda ruyim ibod yom v'leka. That at the end of the day, both Rameir and Rabbi Yossi are going to be machmir in this case, because you do not have a su'uda ruyim mibod yom. You need it to be a meal that you could have eaten before Shabbos started. And if you can't identify which is the Truma Torah, which is the Truma Temeah, then you could not have eaten this meal before Shabbos started, and therefore it's invalid. So now the Gemara raises another Shaila. Boy mine Rava mei Rav Nachman. Rava raises the following question from Rav Nachman. Kikar zua yom chol ulamachar kodesh. You take a kikar of chulin bread, and you say, right now it's chulin, but I want this to be kodesh for Shabbos. When Shabbos starts, I want this bread to be kodesh. V'amar irvuli b'zen, you tell your shaliach, make me an erev with this loaf of bread. Mahu. So what's the din of the erev? Do we say that since during Bein HaShemashos, which is Savig Yom, Savig Laila, we should be choshesh that before the erev was nikna, the hegdish was chal, you cannot make an erev with hegdish. It has to be something that you're allowed to eat. So before the erev was nikna, hegdish was already chal, and therefore it's not a valid erev? Or do we assume, no, the erev comes before the hegdish? So amle eruv ha'erev. The erev is going to be valid in that case. Hayom kodesh ulamachar chol. What if he says the reverse? He says, I know right now this kikar is kodesh, but I am being poded on this money, and this pidyon should be chal by when Shabbos starts. Va'amar irvuli bazeh, and then you use that same kikar that is supposed to turn into chol as soon as Shabbos starts for your eruv. So mahu, what's the halacha? I'm like, ain't eruv or eruv. Then it's not going to be a valid eruv. So says Gemara Mishnah, why are those two cases different? If Bein HaShemashos is savig yom savig laila, what difference does it make whether you say hayom chol ulamachar kodesh, where you're makel based on the Safek Bein HaShemashos, versus Hayom Kodesh Ulamachar Chol, where we're not makel based on these Safek Bein HaShemashos. So Amalei, L'chitecha L'alei Kura de Milcha. He says, I'll give you an answer, but first you have to measure out for me a kura of salt, and then I'll give you the answer. The Acharonim explain that a person has to have a certain level of kavod for his Rebbe, and if it's a person that never had a Rebbe relationship yet, so he has to do some form of avdus as a way of showing that that he's going to be a mekabel for that which the Rebbe is about to answer to him. Or it's some sort of melitza that relates to the question, that if you measure out a measure of salt relates to something that we were that relates to the question. The Achronim work on that. But anyway, the answer is hayom chol l'machar kodesh. In a case where the food was chulin, and now you you want it to become Kaddish on Shabbos, misveika lo nachtale kedusha. From a suffix, we're not going to say that kedusha is going to be chal on the kikar until it's vaday laila, because bizman a suffix it goes to its previous chazaka, and its previous chazaka was that it was chulin, and therefore the eruv is going to be chal. But a yom kodesh l'machor chol, but when it was kodesh before Shabbos started, misveika lo pakale kedusha seminei. So its previous chazaka was that it had kedusha, so that kedusha is not going to disappear. Misafek. Essentially, you just always follow the chazak de meikara, and the chazak de meikara. If the chazak de meikara was that it was kodesh, so then the erev is not going to be chal. If the chazak de meikara was that it was chulin, then the chazaka will be chal. So that's how we resolve that issue. So now says Mar Tanan Hasam. The Mishnah had said in Maseches Tevil Yom, Login Tevil Yom. If you have a jug a pitcher or a jug that you were matbil, but you need to wait for Harif Shemesh until it becomes Tahar, it is a Tevil Yom. The pitcher itself still has some Tumah to it. Now the Tumah status of a Tevil Yom is only going to have an impact on Truma. It's not going to have an impact on Chulin. It won't even be Metame Chulin Bechlal, because we know Chulin cannot become a Shlishi L'Tumah. So if Chulin comes in contact with the Sheini L'Tumah, nothing happens to the Chulin. Whereas Truma comes in contact with the Sheini L'Tumah, becomes Pasul, because it becomes a Shlishi L'Tumah. So if you have a Kli that's a Tevil Yom, it can only have an impact on Truma, cannot have an impact on Chulin. So Shemalom min achavis shalmeiser tevel, and you fill up that pitcher from a barrel that has wine that is Meiser Rishon shalonit l'Trumaso. Meiser Rishon shal tevel means Meiser Rishon that you never took the Trumas Meiser from it. So va'amar raise the Trumas Meiser l'chshetechshach, and you say let this. So you had a whole barrel of Meiser Rishon that you never took the Trumas Meiser from it. You now fill up one pitcher and you say this pitcher of wine that I just took out of it should become the Trumas Meiser as soon as Shabbos begins, as soon as it gets dark, as soon as it gets dark. So wait a second, when it gets dark, it's no longer going to be a Tevil Yom. As soon as the next day happens, it's no longer going to be a Tevil Yom. So do we assume that it no longer is a Tevil Yom, and therefore the Trumas Meiser is going to be fine? Or do we say, no, the Trumas Meiser is Chal before it gets out of its Tumah status, and you therefore have a problem? So Dvar of Kayamin. So it becomes Trumas Meiser, and the Trumas is absolutely Tahara, everything's fine. V'im Amar Irvu Li Bazeh Lo Amar Klum. And if he says, and make an error for me with this, then it doesn't work, because when Bein HaShemashos comes, the wine was still Tevel, and then you can't make an Eruv which with that which is still Tevel. So Amarava Zosameris Sofa Yom Kona Eruv. Ooh, so that's a statement about when during Bein HaShemashos the Eruv is Chal. We're apparently assuming that it's the end of the Bein HaShemashos period that the Eruv is going to be Sofa Yom Shalav Shabbos. I mean the beginning of the Bein HaShemashos period, the Sofa Yom, the end of Erev Shabbos, that the Eruv is going to be chaldi sal kadait tchilas hayom kona erev. Because if you hold the beginning of Shabbos, meaning the first moment after Bein HaShemashos, is what's kona the erev. Well, yamar yivrli bazaar my lo amar klum. If that were the case, why when he says that make an erev for me with this would it be invalid at the beginning of Shabbos? The shem truma was already chal, and therefore it's roi la'achila. So it must be that the sof hayom of erev Shabbos is kona the erev, and since at that moment it was still tevel, it was not roi la'achila. That's why the Erev is no good. So Amar Rav Papa, afilu teima tchilas hayom kon Erev, bina suda rui mibod yom v'leka. Now, you could even say the beginning of Shabbos is what's kona the Erev, but you need a suda that would have been rotway to be eaten before Shabbos started, and you don't have that, because it was still tevel for sure before Shabbos started. Period. Now we're going to move on to the sugya of Breira. So we're going to talk about where you have two possibilities of where you're going to set up your Erev. You can either set up your Erev on this side of town or on that side of town, but it depends on who's coming, or you're expecting someone chashuv to come on one side or the other, and you want to leave that decision up in the air until sometime on Shabbos. So you say, if I decide that tomorrow the Erev should be on the east side of town, so let the kikar that I put out on the east side be my Erev, and if I decide that it should be on the west side of town, let the kikar I put on the west side be my, to the west of the city, be my Erev. So this is the principle called Breira. So before we get into the principle of Breira, it's important to realize the biggest kasha in the entire sugya of Breira is what exactly is the difference between Breira and Tanai. Tanai also seems to be that I'm leaving things undetermined right now, and if the Tanai is fulfilled, if the condition is fulfilled, then it's going to be Chal. You could be Mekadesh Nish Al Tanai, you could be Megarish Nish Al Tanai. Everything could be done Al Tanai. So why is Breira a huge machlokas where Tanai is something that everyone agrees upon? What's the difference between Breira and Tanai? So Rashi writes in Maseches Gittin Daf Chafei and Beis that if it's biyodol the kayim, the Tanai, you have the ability to fulfill the Tanai, that's a Tanai. That works, and it's only a Tanai that you don't have the ability to fulfill. That's our sugya, that's Breira. Meaning, what are you saying over here? We're going to see in our Mishnah that you're deciding whichever side the Chacham comes on. That's where we're going to be, that's where I want to be Kona the Erev. You don't get to determine where the Chacham comes, you have no idea which way he's coming, and if he comes on that side of town, so that's not in your hands. That's Breira. But if it were something about, if I decide to Hareya Mekudesh, the Almanas that I Shani Tzadukamur, that's the popular Gemara quote, Almanas that I do tshuva, and I become a Tzadukamur, so it's biyadi to do tshuva, I can become a Tzadukamur. The Ramban in Maseches Gittin is Mechalik based on something else, that whenever the Mahus HaChalos is already clear to us, and you're making a Tanai, that if you're not Mekayim tonight, then it won't be Chal, meaning the Chalos is here. You're just making a Tanai that I want to be able to pull it back, then it's not Tali in the Machlokas of Breira, and then you can for sure do it. Harei HaMukadesh, this is a Kiddushin. This is going to be Chal. Elamai, if I do something or don't do something, I have the ability to abort that process and to make it not happen. So the Chalos itself that you want to happen is absolutely Mavurar. The Tanai is just external that will allow you to be Mavatalit. So that's the sugi of Tanai. But when the Tanai is Gorim the Suffolk in the Chalos itself, like in our case, there is no clear Eruv over here. It's completely going to be up in the air depending on what happens. That's the sugya of Breira. So there are many other approaches in Rishonim as well, but we should just realize that that's the major question that hovers over the entire sugya. What's the difference between Breira and Tanai? So says the Mishnah, Masna Adam Ale Ruvo. A person can put two Eruvei Tchumen out, one 2,000 Amos to the east of the city, the other 2,000 Amos to the west of the city, Va'omer. In Bo Nachr Min HaMizrach, if the Goyim come from the east, Eruvei L'Marav, I want to run away, so I want my Eruv to be on the west of the city. Min HaMarav, if the Goyim come on the west side of the city, Eruvei L'Mizrach, then I want my Eruv to be on the eastern side of the city, so I can run away in that direction. In Bo L'Kan U'L'Kan, L'Makam Sheretz Eilech. And if there are two groups of thugs, one coming on one side, one coming on the other side, I'd like to be able to assess who I'm more scared of and be able to run in the other direction. So Loba Ulolakan Velolakan Harani Kibne Iri. And there's also the possibility that nothing will happen, that nobody's gonna come. Well, then I want my Tchum Shabbos to be the normal Tchum Shabbos based on my my house. So in Bach Chacham Min HaMizrach, or another example, let's not be so negative, a Chacham is coming from the Mizrach. So if the Chacham comes from the Mizrach, Eruvi the Mizrach. I love to hear the Shiurim and to learn Torah from this Chacham, so I know that he's coming 3,000 Amos east of our city, so it's beyond my Tchum, so I'd like to have an Eruv on the east. Min HaMarav, Eruvi the Marav. If he comes to the west of the city, then I want that to be my Eruv. But Lekan U'Lekan, if two different Chachamim come, one to the east, one to the west, Makom Sharet Zeilech. I'd like to assess which speaker I'm more interested in hearing. Lo lekan velo lekan, hareni kibnei iri. And if no chacham comes at all, then I want to be just like a regular ben ir. Then I want to be just like I want to have my regular tchum Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Rabbi Yehuda says if the chacham comes in both directions, imay echad man rabbo. If one of those chacham is your rebbe, your personal rebbe, then holech etzal rabbo. Then we can assume that that's where you really wanted to be kodesh visa, to be able to go visit your own Rebbe. You just didn't know which side. You heard that two great Talmid Chacham were coming. You knew one of them was your Rebbe, you just didn't know which side your Rebbe was coming from. So you set up these two Erevin, but it's clear that you would have wanted to go to the place where your Rebbe is. But if they were both your Rebbe, then you go to the place that you wanted, then you could choose which place you wanted to go to, because then it's just like any other two Chachamim. Tulsa says, what's the Chiddush of that line? Obviously, if they're Shneim Rabosav, you can know. That's exactly the same case that we had before. So Tulsa says, "Itzrich Hashminon Afilu Echad Rabba Muvhok." No, the Chiddush is that even even if one of them is your Rebbe Mufak and the other one is a Rebbe Sheino Mufak, still we don't necessarily know that you want to go hear your Rebbe Mufak. It could be that you would want to go to the Rebbe that's Eino Mufak, to the one who's not your Rebbe Mufak. Okay, says Gemara, Ki as Rabbi Yitzchak Atani Ipcha Kulam Asnisin. Rabbi Yitzchak had a Braisa where he taught the same halachas of our Mishnah, but he taught it differently in the sense that in the case where the Goyim were coming, he taught it that you're trying to go to the Goyim. And in the case where the Rebbe was coming, he taught it that you were trying to go away from the Goyim. So which is it? Kasha Nachum and Nachum, Kasha Chacham and Chacham. So it's a steer between the Braisa and our Mishnah, both on the level of Nachrim. Are Nachrim someone, people that you're trying to get to or get away from? Are Rebbeim people that you're trying to get to or get away from? Says Mar Nachum and Nachum, lo kasha, it's not a stira. It depends what kind of Nachrim we're talking about. Ha bifar ha gabna, ha bimari demasa. When it's Nachrim that are coming to collect taxes or coming to do something that you're not happy about, so then you want to run away. So you want to get out of there. Whereas if it's the Mari Demasa, it's someone who can help the community, and you could be Mephaisim, and you could deal with Tzarchei Ir in order to get benefits for the community, so then you want to have the opportunity to greet that Chacham. That's what Tosfos writes, that even though you're Ein Ma'ar V'Nela L'Dvar Mitzvah, you're only allowed to be Ma'ari for Dvar Mitzvah. Tzarchei Rabbim are also called the Dvar Mitzvah. So you're allowed to make an Erev in order to be able to go greet that Nachri who's going to be able to help the community. That's called Tzarchei Rabbim. Rabbi Yaakov Emden points out in his Chidushim that Mari Demasa means a Melech, and that itself is a Dvar Mitzvah, just to go greet a Melech, because we saw that there's a Gemara in Brachas and Daftesan and Beis that Rabbi Yochanan tells us that a person should always be Mishtadel, Loritz Likros Malchei Yisrael, Velo Malchei Yisrael, Bilvadom Ruela, Afilu Likros Malchei Yumos Olam, that a person should go out of his way in order to greet Malchei Yumos Olam, Shem Yizkeh, because one day he's going to be able to be Mavchin, Bein Malchei Yisrael, and Malchei Yumos Olam, between the cover that's given to Malchei Yisrael, Malchei Yumos Olam, so there is an inyan of going out of your way to greet Malchei Yumos Olam. That's also called the Dvar Mitzvah. So a person knows that the king is coming, so he wants to go in that direction. So that's the stira in terms of Nachrim. Chacham ha-chacham lo kasha, it's not a stira about a chacham either. It depends who the chacham is. Ha b'mosef pirki, ha b'mikri shema. It depends if he's someone who's going to give a good drasha, or he's someone who's a malame tinokos who teaches children how to say shema. So one you run in the direction of, and the other one you run in the direction away from. Why are you running away from either of these guys? They both seem to be really wonderful people, right? So the way Rashi understands is if he's the most pirki, he's coming to darshan, so you're going to hear the drasha, so you dafka want to go toward him. But if he's a makri shema, he's malami tinokos to teach kids how to say shema and how to daven, and on the other side there's a chacham that's being darish l'rabim. Well, you already know how to say shema, you know, so you want to go in the other direction. You heard that there are two rabbis coming, and one of them teaches preschool, and the other one is someone who you could enjoy the shir. So you're going to want to go to the one whose shir that you're going to enjoy. That's what I thought the pashup shot was, that it's giving as an example that there are certain people, like when you have young children run away from the rebbeim, and older people say lav dafka mikri shema for young children, because the erev is not for the kids, obviously. But it's talking about a situation where a person has that kind of relationship where they're not interested in being with the rabbi. But I guess this makes more sense. Rabbi Dom Ramaya Echon Mehen. And then Rabbi Yehuda said, if one of them is your Rebbe, so then you go to your Rebbe. V'Rabbanan, and why didn't the Rabbanan agree with that? Meaning, if there are two Chachamim and one of them is your Rebbe, isn't it obvious that you want to go to the place where your Rebbe is coming, and that it's not just up in the air, and that you'll decide the next day which place you want to go to? Obviously, where your Rebbe is coming, you'd want to go. Why did the Rabbanan disagree? Because sometimes a person would prefer his Chaverim more so than his Rebbeim, because Me'iri Rebbe. Sometimes the other guy's not getting enough of a crowd, and you want to you'll have more access to the other person. Or the Miri says sometimes people would rather just deal with their chaverim than deal with their rebbeim. They get very intimidated by their rebbeim, so they become very uncomfortable around their rebbeim. So they want to have menucha Shabbos, and they sometimes they love their rebbeim and they're in awe of their rebbeim, but so much awe that it causes them to tzitter. So they don't want to go to the side that their rebbe is going to be. So now says the Gemara. what is Rabbi Yehuda's Shita as far as Breira is concerned? In our mission, we said that Rabbi Yehuda holds that there is a din of Breira, but we're about to show other places where Rabbi Yehuda says that we do not rely on this din of Breira, that you could retroactively clarify what your intention was, right? That's the principle of Breira. I put out two Eruvin, which only one of them could actually be my Eruv. I'll decide on Shabbos which one retroactively was my Eruv Ben HaShmashos. So Rabbi Yehuda allows that in our Mishnah. So Amar Rav, Lesel Masnisen Viditani Ayo. Our Mishnah seems to be against Ayo's version of Rabbi Yehuda. Ditani Ayo, because Ayo taught in the name of Rabbi Yehuda, that Rabbi Yehuda Amar Eino the Masna Al Shnei Dvarim Ke'echad. Ella, Im Ba Chacham LeMizrach, Eruva LeMizrach, Im Ba Chacham LeMarav, Eruva LeMarav, Av Lekan LeKan Lo, that you can put out two Eruvin if there's one Chacham that's coming, and say that if the Chacham comes, I just don't know which side he's coming on. That if he comes on that side, that's my Eruv, if he comes on that side, that. But if there are two Chachamim, then I'm not allowed to put out my Eruv and make, and rely on Breira. So this is the stira within Rabbi Yehuda, whether we rely on Breira, and Bez Hashem, we'll get further into that topic tomorrow. Have a great day, everybody.